Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Kuf Yud Beis, Chulin 112a, pagination is 223. We're going to be starting about 10 lines from the top, Hahubar Gozla, but we're going to be referencing a statement on the facing page about a fifth of the way down. The Omar Shmuel taught us, Maliach Hareu Kiroseach, something that is salty is like it's hot. So normally hot is what imparts flavors. But over here, one of the exceptions is if it's salty, then it will also be considered like hot and it will impart flavor. Also, a statement from Shmuel, although not our focus in today's selection, is V'kavush hareu kemevushal. If something is pickled together, is soaked together, it's as if it was cooked together. So that, for example, if you have meat and a potato, or meat and cheese, and they're put into the same liquid, even if they don't touch personally, but they're in the same liquid, that will impart flavor and cause non-kosher status. Or in the case of meat and a potato, just that it'll become a fleshik potato. But it will impart flavor as if it was cooked together, even though temperature-wise, Fahrenheit, Celsius, it never became hot because it sat together soaking. So if it's soaking in brine, salty, spicy, this will happen more quickly. But if it's just plain water, it'll happen in 24 hours. But in any case, these are examples of, it's not your conventional form of heat, but it is of a somewhat similar status. And this is the statement of Shmuel. We'll focus on Maliach Hareu Kiroseach. If it's salty, it's as if it's hot. So let's look at this story. Yahu Bar Gozla, there was a bird, a raw bird, it was shecht, and before it was cooked, dinafa lakada dekimcha, it fell into a milchik dip, into kutach. Shauye Rav Chinna bere de Rava mipashrunya, and Rav Chinna, the son of Rava mipashrunya, allowed it. He did not concern himself with the fact that the bird is fleshik and the dip is milchik, and because the dip is spicy, is salty, it should do a transfer of tastes. Amar Rava, Rava said, Man chakim lemishrei ki hai gavna? Who would be so smart to allow it, to see through it? Right away our reaction is, milchik's fleshik's, it's treif. But Rav Chinna b'rei de Rava mipashrunya kept his level-headed thinking, wise man. Elav Rav Chinna b'rei de Rava mipashrunya, he said with admiration, he's right, his logic is correct. Kasavar ki hash, ki amar Shmuel maliach hareu kiroseach. When did Shmuel say the rule of maliach kiroseach hanimileich de'eino necho machmas molcho? It's when it can't be eaten because it's so salty. Aval hay kuscha, but this dairy dip, hare necha machmas molcho, it could be eaten. And this becomes a big discussion as to what exactly is the definition of eino necha machmas molcho, not edible because of its saltiness. So the extreme example is when something is salted in order to preserve it for a trip, for example. And it dehydrates it and it preserves it and it's very salty. And the only way to be able to eat it is to literally soak it and wash it well and get that salt out of it to the best that you can. And then it'll become edible. And that would literally be the translation here. Eino necho machmas molcho. It can't be eaten in its current form. That's called salty. Anything less than that, we don't really have grounds to be concerned. It's eino necho machmas molcho is the case of Shmuel. There are others who argue and say, Eina necha machmas malcha means comfortably. But if it's very spicy, very salty, to a certain point, it's already going to be included in this, even though it's edible. What we do know, though, as a fact, is that just because it has some salt as an ingredient, that's not what Shmuel was talking about. The Gemara continues and says, Vahani mili chai. This is if it's raw. Avol tzli, but once it's been roasted, boi klipa, there's going to be a certain amount of absorption because a cooked, roasted item, once it's been processed, it has a nature of absorbing to some degree. The Gemara continues, V'yispa pili kulei osur, and if it has cracks, crevices, so that the dairy is going, seeping in to the food, so then it's irretrievable, and that's also going to make it forbidden. V'metuva betavlin kulei osur, and likewise, if it was well spiced in the way that it was cooked, that softens it, and it's going to absorb. So all of these things have quite a bit of discussion in the Rishonim exactly how to translate. I just kind of forged through to get the idea, to get our feet wet, if you will. But it is an expansive topic. What we do need to know for take-home information are the basic considerations. The concept that something, even though in temperature it's not hot, but it's salty to some extreme degree, it will do transfer. And the case over here of this bird that fell into the dip was not such a case of saltiness, and therefore it was possible to permit it. Other considerations are that if the meat is not in its raw state, but it's somehow been impacted so far in processing, then there's going to be some absorption because of the nature. Just thinking about raw chicken, raw meat is a very different presentation than once it's been cooked. The sliminess of raw, you could imagine that you might be able to wash it off from something. Once it's been cooked, it has a very different presentation. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.